Listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
The Denver Broncos have a brand new general manager, folks. This is an emergency podcast for Locked On Broncos. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst and Denver Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. I'm joined today alongside by Zach Seegers and Patrick Keogh of Pro Football Network. And look, ladies and gentlemen, a new era is about to begin in Denver. And I think that there is a wide variety of excitement, not only just by me as an analyst, but I also think by Zach, by Patrick. And I think a lot of Broncos fans are very excited about the news. George Payton has now been announced as the team's general manager. He signed a six-year deal with the organization. And we're going to break down all the action here on today's emergency podcast of Locked On Broncos. Well, gentlemen, let's get into the action right here, right now. I mean, this was something that Benjamin Albright, obviously a good friend of ours, had pointed out. They said, hey, look, gentlemen, this could be coming very soon, could come today. And literally 35, 40 minutes later, officially announced by Adam Schefter that Denver was finalizing a six-year deal. And gentlemen, I mean, for a guy like George Payton, the discussion was his experience in Minnesota as the assistant general manager there. We look at the history of the types of talent that Minnesota has brought in, and specifically when we look on the defensive side of the ball, he has kept certain key guys there. He's brought in key guys. Now, granted, Minnesota this year struggled defensively. You can't look at the performance of some of the teams that these guys have been part of as an indictment as to what they're going to do. It's about the pieces that they bring in. And for Denver, now they enter 2021, new GM. But folks, let's talk about the process here. He came into Denver yesterday for an in-person interview, toured the facility. And then, you know where they went, gentlemen, last night? They went to the steakhouse. You don't go to a steakhouse for any kind of interview if you're not getting offered the job. It was offered there. They agreed it. Joe Ellis stayed back, according to Mike Kliss of 9 News Denver. Joe Ellis stayed back to finalize the contract. They went out. They had a sirloin steak. Obviously, he flew back to Minnesota, and everyone was freaking out about that. I mean, what are your guys' thoughts? I think initially I want to get your analysis-based thoughts here when it comes to the announcement of George Payton as the next general manager. We're going to start off here with Zach. You know, what are your thoughts? Because I know you and I were talking pre-show, and you were pretty excited about this.
Yeah, it's the home run hire for the Broncos. It's frankly unbelievable that they got George Payton, and I think that's where we need to start, and everyone needs to, like, recognize that, because I think it's easy as a fan base to just be like, especially about a hire like GM, just be like, oh, George Payton, cool, whatever. Like, the Broncos have very little stability, if any, at ownership. A huge question mark at quarterback, even if you believe in Drew Lock. They just became the first franchise in NFL history to go five straight years without a playoff appearance after winning a Super Bowl. It's wild. And yet they land one of the most coveted names over the past several years, who has interviewed for a lot of the top jobs. I believe the Jets job was one of them that comes to mind immediately, but a lot of these top jobs, and has said no to all of them. He just goes, interviews, and then says no. And it looked like Denver was going to be another one of those teams, Detroit being another one of those teams as well this year. And he ends up going with the Broncos. I think it's a huge surprise. At least I'm surprised. Not that the Broncos wanted him, but that he wanted the Broncos and the deal got done. And again, slam dunk. It clears the way for Champ Kelly to come in and work under him as that assistant GM or director of player personnel, whatever you want to call that role. And again, just a slam dunk move. I'm still just riding on cloud nine from it, because it's unbelievable. The Broncos got such an incredible candidate. And I think it tells us that this GM does have final say of the roster, and Elway's meddling, for lack of a better word, will be fairly limited, because George Payton isn't going to leave that situation with the Vikings he's been so happy in to come to Denver and be a puppet. He's only going to do that if the job is appealing and he is going to have power. And I think this move shows that the Broncos are both. Pat?
Well, Patrick, let me ask you something too, because kind of countering off of what Zach had said, so many Broncos fans, I know this morning on Twitter, I was interacting with a couple, they were mad because Denver only chose five candidates to interview. They were like, oh, they didn't really cast a wide net. But In your opinion, I look at the people that Denver brought in for interviews, and you obviously there's a play there because no Matt Russell. So part of it is interviewing for player personnel. I think that's where Dave Ziegler comes in for the Patriots. They were probably looking at that. And obviously, as Benjamin Albright reported on PFN Weekly, was to also pick the brain about what some of the other AFC organizations are doing. So there's that. There's Chap Kelly, who was also brought in as well. Terry Fontenot, very highly regarded. But when I look at John Elway, if he's stepping away from the GM job, you can't replace him with someone that doesn't have executive experience to the sense that maybe he does. When I look at George Payton, I think that he's got the experience and more that is absolutely needed to take over as the next general manager, because now he is truly the decision-making authority in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, he was with the Vikings for 13 years. That's a very long time to, you know, be with an organization, go through a lot of those changes. He was part of that building that team that, went on to a lot of success, you know, bringing in guys like Sam Bradford and bringing in guys like Case Keenum, who had a record year in Minnesota. He was responsible for a lot of that success. So getting a guy like George Payton, who has a ton of experience, within an organization, has the experience of, you know, going through the lows and the highs. This was a slam dunk. This was an absolute great hire by the Denver Broncos. Bringing in five GM candidates, it might not exactly be casting a wide net, but when you have your eyes set on certain guys, you don't really need to bring in a ton of different people for an interview. You really want to get to know the guys that you like, get to know that the guys that you want to be a part of your organization, and figure out their best strategy for building a successful football program. I don't think they're done either. You know, bringing in Champ Kelly for the GM interview was one thing, but then, you know, getting him to sign on as an assistant GM, that would just complete the whole puzzle. I mean, I brought this up on Twitter yesterday, you know, when the head coach search was going on post Vance Joseph, they brought in Mike Munchak to interview for the head coaching job. They brought in Vic Fangio for the head coaching job, and they still ended up with both of those guys on the staff. So bringing in Payton as the GM, and then bringing in another heavy hitter like George Payton, who's already, you know, we've talked about that, already familiar with the program, already familiar with what we do here in Denver. This is just going to be this is turning the ship in the right direction, you know. So I think having a guy like Payton who has that experience, who knows the in and outs of scouting and personnel decisions, this is a great hire. And to your point, Cody, getting it done at the steakhouse, it wasn't just any steakhouse. It was at Elway's Steakhouse. Okay. He brought out the big guns, and he did this with Peyton Manning, and he did it with George Payton. He got the deal done, and that's what matters. So big hire, big time decision making, and Elway is really taking that step back and kind of letting the GM have full control of this team.
And we're going to get to that conversation coming up here in just a moment. What the Broncos will now look like when Payton is going to get started. What should he get started on first? We're going to bring all those discussion points up. Also on the ownership situation as well, how it pertains to Brittany Bowlen. Coming up here in just a moment, folks. But before we do that, I got to tell you guys about the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos Emergency Podcast. It's our good friends over there at Echelon Fit. And when it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. You could talk about hitting new goals for this upcoming year, and Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their Echelite Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. And the EX7S is Echelon's latest state-of-the-art innovation that takes cycling to the next level. The EX7S connected bike is built with performance, flexibility, and durability in mind. The EX7S is the bike for competitors at heart. And their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily and live on-demand studio-level classes, always available whenever you need them. And unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same exact time. And right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Just go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's echelonfit.com/lockedon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, continue our conversation on today's emergency Lockdown Broncos podcast. A new GM has been announced. George Payton is going to get the next 6 years to turn Denver back into a competitive franchise and potentially, hopefully, getting back to that world championship ambition that Denver has had for so long. And to kind of start this conversation off here, folks, obviously, we know the news of the day here with Payton's hiring, but one of the things that Mike Kliss had reported was that George Payton spent more than an hour yesterday meeting privately with Brittany Bolin, who we all know is right now the favorite to take over ownership for the team at some point, obviously following the contingency plan. We know there's a court date in July that obviously is going to impact some of this, but right now, and I think talk around circles is that Brittany Bolin will eventually take over as the controlling owner. So for what better way for George Payton to get acclimated to really understanding the expectations that I think Broncos fans have, that Pat Bowlen has had, is by talking with Brittany Bolin. You know, what do you guys think about this? I mean, how would you envision this whole scenario playing out? He gets 6 years. The Broncos will have an owner within this 6 year period. I think Denver will have an owner by 2022, and it could be Brittany Bolin. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts on the ownership situation as it pertains to the new general manager? Patrick, you want to start things off?
Yeah, if they already have George Payton talking with Brittany Bolin, I think that's a good start. You know, seeing the direction that the trust is trying to take this at this transition of ownership. You know, this whole court thing is really messy. There's a lot of moving pieces with it. And as far, you know, I'm not sure how many people are really aware of the trust's guidelines of who takes over the ownership. But Brittany Bolin's really the only one of Bolin's children that is qualified under those qualifications to take over as the owner. She's been doing her work in the front office with the team. That's one of the qualifications. She's well-educated and she has experience with this team. So I think building that relationship already is a great move. You know, who knows what's going to happen when that court date, you know, when that court date comes. They may say that the team needs to be sold to, you know, someone else. They may just dissolve the trust altogether. No one really knows. But for now, it looks like they are moving forward with Brittany Bolin, and I think that's a good direction. Keep it in the family. You know, keep this organization strong, because we've seen over the last few years what the lack of an owner can do to an organization within. It seems like there were at times things were really messy. You know, these head coach searches and all that stuff, but I think moving forward with Brittany and having this relationship with George Payton for the next 6 years, that's going to be huge. And hopefully it leads to a lot of success. Zach, what do you think?
You know, I'm with you. I think it's great. There's nothing bad is going to come from the new GM having a good relationship with like the prospective new owner. You know, worst case, Brittany Bolin doesn't become the owner and he's familiar with one of the Bolin kids. Like there's no downside to it. You know, only good things can come from it. And so I think that's great. That said, I'm not convinced Brittany Bolin, that is going to be the long-term owner of the Broncos. I think she'll probably have it for some period of time, but I wouldn't be surprised if that period of time is 3 months. You know, on the other end of the spectrum, I wouldn't be too surprised if it's 5, 6, 7 years. She could see the end of this Payton contract. So again, it's good that relationship is there. It's obviously better than there not being a relationship or there being a negative relationship. But it's hard to gauge how much weight that holds, because as Patrick said, this court case is so complicated and the ramifications for it are so complicated on either way, on either side. You know, the Brittany Bolin side could win and she could be a long-term owner, or she could be owner for a little bit and the family just can't afford the team and then they have to sell it, or they could lose and it could go to the other side of the case and then they are the long-term owners or they end up selling the team. Like it could go a million different ways. So again, it's hard to gauge how meaningful this really is, how much it matters, but it means good things, whether that's a lot of good or just a tiny bit of good. I think that's what we can't know.
One of the things I'm looking forward to seeing as well is obviously when he is introduced to the media and has his introductory press conference, he's coming on Saturday. So imagine we're going to get a press conference Saturday. If not Saturday, I imagine we're going to get one on Monday. But here's a little bit of a tidbit. He released a press release today about being hired as the next general manager. And gentlemen, I'm going to read it word for word. I tell you what, I take a lot of stock into words, but also you got to see the action behind it. But if these words are any indicator, maybe what he intends to do, I think Broncos fans have to be excited. He announced that it is an honor to be named general manager of an iconic, keyword, iconic franchise with a championship tradition like the Denver Broncos. This organization has great resources, tremendous people, and a talented young core of players and an outstanding coaching staff. In many ways, I feel like this team is a sleeping giant. For me, it is the right place and the right time for this opportunity. Throughout this whole process, I felt a real connection with Joe, John, and Vic. It feels like home. We share the same values on winning and doing things the right way. While it is difficult to leave the Vikings, the relationships I enjoyed in Minnesota are for life. I am truly grateful for the Wilf family, Rick Spielman, Rob Zasinski, Mike Zimmer, and the entire Vikings organization. Thank you for treating us like family. I believe in hard work, the grind, and not taking any shortcuts to achieve our goals. Drafting and developing players is the number one priority. We will be aggressive but not reckless in adding talent to our roster. Our family has heard nothing but great things about Colorado, especially the passionate fans in Broncos country. Along with my wife Barbara, children Bella and Bo, we are now proud to call the Denver our home. I can't wait to get to work. Go Broncos. He's going to have that introductory press conference, but a couple of things that stood out there, gentlemen, to me. He mentioned Denver as an iconic franchise with a championship tradition. These are values that Pat Bowlen has always believed to be important. John Elway himself as well, when he was controlling as the GM. Fans believe this every year, regardless if the team is young. Fans believe this every single year. But the thing that he said too is drafting and developing players is the number one priority. The Broncos hold the ninth pick in the NFL draft. I'm going to be very interested in seeing how it goes there. But he also mentioned that we will be aggressive, but not reckless. To me, that says that there's going to be a smart approach. And so, gentlemen, I think part of this conversation that is going to lead into what we talk about next. What are these decisions? What is the best option for Denver in the draft and also coming up ahead, obviously, with free agency? And we're going to get to that conversation coming up here in just a moment, folks. But before we get to that, I got to tell you guys about the two other sponsors of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. That's our good friends over there at rockauto.com and betonline.ag. And with rockauto.com, chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, and rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. This summer, I needed a brand new steering wheel cover because my leather steering wheel had eroded away due to the sun, and I needed that. And so I went to RockAuto.com. And the thing I liked about RockAuto.com and their website and the catalog is that I was able to go through and look at price. I was able to look at year, make, and model of my vehicle, and I was able to kind of set the preferences to what I needed based on brands and specifications. And the best of it all is that prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts elsewhere? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck and write Locked On Broncos in there. How did you hear about us box so that they know that we sent you? Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And our good friends over there, betonline.ag. NFL divisional playoffs are here this week, and we have some crazy, crazy matchups. You have the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have the Cleveland Browns against the Kansas City Chiefs. Some of the NFL games of the week and some of the biggest headlines in sports as to head coaching odds and also new GM odds as well. Well, don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. There is only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. All right, gentlemen, we talked about some of the tidbits that George Payton had mentioned in his press release about, you know, being aggressive but not reckless when it comes to building and developing a roster here. I want to focus on two areas here, and you guys can give me your responses to both, but let's focus first off on free agency, in-house options for Denver. I think we've had this discussion. I think we're all on the same page. But, you know, for you, Zach, what is the first priority if we're looking at it from a free agency standpoint that George Payton has to focus on here with Denver as that new league year approaches literally in just about a month and a half?
You know, first order of business is figuring out who to re-sign. You know, I know you guys just did your Tinder segment a couple of days ago, which was great, by the way. I absolutely loved that. But, you know, Payton has to do that himself now and figure out what he thinks of Tim Patrick, what he thinks of Alexander Johnson, what he thinks of Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, et cetera. And I think he'll think highly of all those guys. But again, there's no way to really know. I'm not sourced on that. It'd be all speculative based on what I think of those players. So he first has to make those decisions. And then if he, you know, lets an Alexander Johnson leave, then in subsequent free agency, filling that hole becomes a top priority because there aren't many glaring holes on this team. Cornerback is one. And then like really everywhere else, you have functional starters and you can always upgrade on that. But that's a good spot to be in, to not have these glaring holes. Right tackle is maybe one. If you don't trust Juwan James, then Drew Lock, it's, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder on that one. But really, Payton has a ton of flexibility on what he can do with this roster. He can go so many different directions because there aren't these glaring holes. There's nothing that demands his attention outside of probably the cornerback position. He could bank on Drew Lock and Juwan James and put assets into finding a long-term Von Miller replacement or finding a long-term Kareem Jackson replacement. There's so many angles for him to attack this thing. Personally, if I was Payton, my first job, you know, make sure Justin Simmons is a Bronco for the long term, pick up some of those options on guys like Kareem Jackson and Von Miller. And then the first guys I'm bringing in are, you know, an insurance piece for Juwan James, because at this point you can't trust him. And then I'm signing a veteran cornerback because I don't want my top two outside corners to be the second year Ojemudia and a rookie Caleb Farley or Patrick Surtain. I just think that's a bad spot to be in. So I would love to see them add some veteran help at cornerback. Pat, what do you think they need to do?
Well, I think the first order of business is obviously getting a long-term deal done for Justin Simmons. That is going to be one of the most criticized moves if he does or does not make that happen in his early tenure as the Denver Broncos general manager. You know, the next order of business, yeah, it is. I would agree. Bringing in a veteran cornerback, you know, someone who is reliable, someone who is not injury prone, you know, no offense to AJ Boye, but you know, if you want to justify paying someone that much money, you have to be able to play on the field. You know, and Bryce Callahan played fantastic and was really unfortunate that he was injured late in the season, but he did play fantastic throughout the year. So, I think getting another veteran to go alongside Michael Ojemudia, or, you know, whether it is a Caleb Farley or Patrick Surtain, that would be fine. And then, yes, figuring out what to do with Von Miller and Kareem Jackson. Those are two guys that are really valuable veteran pieces. Obviously, Von Miller is Von Miller. But Kareem Jackson has been playing lights out in his two seasons in Denver. I think that he and Justin Simmons make up one of the best safety tandems in the NFL. So keep him for, you know, keep him for the next 1 to 2 years. Maybe get a short-term deal done with him after you pick up that option. And then find replacements for certain players. You know, find areas that really need improvement. The defensive line is going to need improvement. Linebacker may need improvement. You know, the running game might need improvement. Who knows what's going to happen with Phillip Lindsay and guys like Tim Patrick. But I think one of the other areas is really finding a veteran quarterback that can come in and kind of help Drew Lock. If Drew Lock is going to be the guy that Payton wants to roll with for the future, bring in a veteran who is going to help him. You know, signing Jeff Driskel last year was kind of a question mark, as he's not really, you know, he's not really considered to be a veteran, and he really hasn't had much success anywhere else. And we saw that that experiment floundered. Bring in a guy who actually has playing experience and can kind of guide Drew Lock. We saw this with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua in Miami. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the NFL's greatest relief pitcher, and he's done a fantastic job down there. I wouldn't mind if they brought in a guy like him. You know, you could also look at someone like Case Keenum, who can come in and kind of be that relief pitcher type guy if you need. Peyton's very familiar with him, and I'm certain, you know, Denver's familiar with him as well. So finding a veteran quarterback who can kind of guide Drew Lock through his young career as he's really starting to get into his stride, I think that would be one of the biggest things that he could do this offseason.
I think one of the things we're going to see, and Mike Liss had just put out too, that you know, Peyton is going to come in and the first order of business that he is going to interview personnel that are currently working for the Broncos. He's going to go through and evaluate, is this person somebody that we want on staff? And so he's going through and he's going to make some changes. A part of me, a big question mark I had, and I threw this out, I wonder if Rich Hurtado, the Broncos' new salary cap negotiator, I wonder if he's going to be back. Part of me is feeling like maybe he won't. That's just a little bit of a hunch that I'm feeling right now in the loins. But obviously there are some decisions that have to be made from the top down, I think, for Denver. And look, I think you said it perfectly. In terms of Kareem Jackson, look, here's the deal. I said in yesterday's episode of the show that Kareem Jackson, despite his age, he is not playing anywhere close to what you think someone his age would play. Like, he's playing like he's fresh out of college. And that's one thing I've loved to see. K-Jack's got the mentality that this team needs, but you do need to have somebody that could eventually replace him down the road when he decides to hang it up, or if the Broncos decide to ever move on, which I don't think they will based on how he's played in his contract. But you do have to be a little bit of concern about, as he's getting older, who is your younger option? And that's where I think that George Payton is going to come in, is he's going to have to find that. And it's going to be a collaboration with the player personnel department. Champ Kelly could still be in play here as that VP role of player personnel, that what Matt Russell had played for Denver as well. So keep an eye on all these things, folks. But obviously, thank you so much for tuning into today's emergency podcast. The Broncos have a brand new general manager. George Payton gets the next 6 years to turn Denver around. And there's a lot of hope. There should be a lot of excitement. Broncos fans, we want to gauge your excitement. Where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of excitement? Tweet me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Tweet Zach at Zach_Seegers and Patrick Coyote at Patrick Coyote. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Locked On Broncos, new GM, new tenure in Denver. Obviously right now there's a new feel, a new vibe, and there's going to be a lot of changes coming overall for this organization. We're going to break it down for you guys here every single day. Locked On Broncos on your favorite podcast provider. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show.